What is the meaning of life? It's 42, isn't it? I mean, all good fans know that, right? This question has plagued mankind since the very beginning of time, and all the great philosophers in history have taken a shot at it. A more important thing to consider, though, is, are we asking the right question? Let's try some honesty for a minute. Unless you're driving, play a game with me. Raise your hand if in the last week you laid awake in bed, losing sleep, tossing and turning, pondering the meaning of life. Do you really care? There are probably a few listeners out there that are having their own existential crisis, so no disrespect intended, guys, but the majority of us are probably not losing a lot of sleep wrestling with the meaning of life. I bet a lot more of us are losing sleep over how to pay our bills, how to level up, how to get through tomorrow. All that starts to become clearer when we find our telos. No, I'm not talking about cryptocurrencies. I know that's what you usually see, but since it's me talking, let's make it a little easier. Our ultimate purpose, the actual goal point of our life at a personal level instead of universal existence. I know a lot of guys who lose sleep over this because I've been one of them.
Here's the million-dollar question. How do men like us reach our full potential and grow into the men we dream of being while taking care of our responsibilities, working, being good husbands, fathers, and still take care of ourselves? That's the question, and this podcast will help you with those answers. My name is Brent, and welcome to the Fallible Man Podcast.
Welcome to the Fallible Man Podcast, your home for all things man, husband, and father. A big shout out to Fallible Nation and a warm welcome to our first-time listeners. My name is Brent, and today we're talking about telos, the Greek word, the easiest way to find yours, and why men should bother to find theirs. Now, telos is an ancient Greek term for an end, fulfillment, completion, goal, or aim. Now, this is the commonly accepted understanding of it. If you go to the dictionary definition, it's actually a little more complicated because we are talking about ancient Greek. For example, the telos of an acorn might be to grow into a beautiful tree that houses animals and creates shade. It also might be to be worked into a beautiful piece of furniture that serves generations of family for years to come. It could also be fuel for an animal to eat. This is a unique concept for telos. Not all acorns have the same one. Well, let me rephrase that. This is a unique concept of telos because there's no universalness to it. Not all acorns have the same telos. All those acorns will fulfill their telos eventually, but it will look different for many of them. Now, why am I talking about acorns? Yeah, I get it. We're getting there. The ancient Hebrew word for peace, shalom, is very similar. And while shalom is still used today in Hebrew, it doesn't have quite the same meaning it did in its original form. It doesn't mean an absence of conflict or hardship. It is the simple concept that peace comes from fulfilling your purpose. A brick is at peace, or shalom, when it's beautifully laid with hundreds to thousands of other bricks. It is fulfilling its purpose by contributing to a strong wall or foundation, working in unison with other bricks to play their role in the bigger picture. That is its shalom. That is its telos. That brick has achieved its telos, or completion of its intended purpose. Now, Brent, what's that have to do with me? Yeah, I can hear the questions, and I promise, guys, this actually is a point that I want you to understand. Men have a hardwired need to find their purpose. We often substitute it in duty and responsibility because we're not taught to differentiate between them. It acts like using toothpaste to fix holes in a wall. Come on, we've all done it. It works for a while, but eventually it fails, especially if you have lots of little bugs in the area, and we have to plug the hole with something entirely different. In fact, men are not often encouraged to find their purpose. So we go from responsibility to duty to responsibility, and the cycle continues. Men need a mission, a goal, so we substitute until we find it or we die. You don't believe me? Look up the statistics on men dying after retirement. I can tell you from practical experience, I've worked in a nursing home. I've worked with a lot of older individuals throughout my life, and it's incredible how many men tend to pass on post-retirement. And it's because they fail to find a new mission. They've had the same one for years and years and years. And once that's gone, a lot of men think, oh, it's time to rest and take it easy. Well, that's just not the way we're hardwired. It's complicated because your telos will have many submissions over your lifetime. In the process of the acorn becoming a beautiful piece of furniture that supports multiple generations, it played many other roles on the way. It was an acorn. It was planted. It was a small little sprout. It was a sapling. It was a smaller tree, right? Some animals like deer probably rubbed the velvet off their antlers there. Or is that elk? I think that's elk. Sorry, my outdoor person is not coming out well today. But it was probably a home, because to make furniture out of an oak, you have to let it get to a certain size. You have to let it get to a certain maturity, right? So it probably housed a lot of animals and created a lot of shade along the way. Your life will have many goals. Many goals will be completed over that span, which actually revolve around a much bigger telos for your life. What I can tell you is that most men are not in that cycle of cycling through missions and completion of task submissions that build on their telos, that move towards that final ultimate goal of what their life is about. That's why a lot of men who are meeting the needs of their physical life or emotional life are still struggling with this piece in their lives. It's not something that comes easily if you're not on that path. Now, I promise you the easiest way to find your telos. That was the title. This is not clickbait. I don't do that if you're on YouTube. If you're listening to me on the podcast, I'm sorry, that probably doesn't apply to you. But maybe it does. You did click on the podcast, so meandering wanderings of an idiot. Sorry, guys. That's what happens when you click on me. Here are some guiding parameters that you need to understand to help you define your telos before we get into that, because there are some things you need to understand that. Number one is you have a telos. Every person is born for a purpose. No one came to the table without something to offer. It may seem elusive to you, but it exists. You may be in the process of growing as a person enough in order to see it clearly, or to gain maturity it takes to see it. It's not something that's easily found in your younger years. It's something a lot of people spend a lifetime trying to figure out. So you may be on the journey to get to the maturity level where you can see clearly what your telos is. Until then, it could be really hard to find. I have to acknowledge that up front. I can tell you at 42, I have a lot more clarity in my life to see those things than I did at 22. It's nothing against you guys who are younger. It's just a fact. It doesn't mean that you can't start that journey to find it. It just means that it won't be as dialed in starting out, and it may become more refined or more clear as your life progresses. But you're not too early to start, so that's okay. Number two, your telos is not self-serving. It's not about you. The oak didn't grow to be a giant tree for itself. It didn't go, man, look at the tree I am. I'm so cool. It's not about you. Your gifts and talents don't exist just to make your life better. Now, before you string me up or turn this off, let me say, it is perfectly fine along the way if they do in fact make your life better. If it makes you more money or makes you feel more fulfilled, that's great. But it's not the ultimate purpose. You actually have a duty to use your telos to shape the world. Like I said, everybody comes to the table with something to offer. I grew up in the church, okay? We had a lot of potlucks. If you're not familiar with the idea of a potluck, obviously you haven't spent much time in small churches, but the idea of a potluck is everybody brings a dish that was served their family and then some. Now, not everybody follows that rule and they bring small dishes, but everybody brings something to contribute to the meal. Usually one or two people will take the point on the main dish, or the church itself will, and people bring side dishes. But in some, everybody just brings a dish. I've eaten a lot of casseroles. A lot of casseroles. But I bring this up to illustrate the point. Everybody is bringing something to the table. Nobody is walking away scot-free. Nobody is useless. Nobody doesn't have something to contribute. So your talos is not self-serving, and you actually have a duty to the world to share that with the world to make the world better. And when we talk about world here on The Fallible Man, if you're new, if you're listening for the first time, I'm not talking about global warming or anything like that. Okay. I'm talking about your world. It starts in your world. Most people are familiar. Michael Jackson said something like, if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. Right? He wasn't entirely wrong. What we can control, and what we control here at The Fallible Man, is we work on improving ourselves. We grow ourselves personally because through us becoming the men we're intended to be, the men we are meant to achieve to be, we make the world around us better. And it starts with our immediate world. That includes our family, our coworkers, our friends, then our smaller communities, whether our churches or clubs we're a part of, then our larger community, and then our larger community from that. So on and such forth. You get the point? So you have a duty to use your talos to shape the world. Number three, finding your talos is not the same as finding your income source. Now, I hear people trip up on this all the time, so let me just be really clear here. Your talos is not necessarily going to replace your job, your income, or your livelihood. You may find a way to monetize it, but that is not a requirement of finding your bigger purpose. Don't believe me? Do some research, okay? There have been a lot of very wealthy, successful people over the years that have walked away from everything because they got to the top and found out that that was not fulfilling to them. And so they walked away from that life. And you say, well, Brent, yeah, they had money. They can't walk away. No. They walked away from that life. A lot of them gave away that wealth or repurposed that wealth for a more common good. But they walked away to find a more fulfilling and deeper life. I was watching an interview with Alan, and I'm going to go blank now. Alan something. He's the guy who played Jack Reacher in the recent TV series. And he was talking about no one prepares you in Hollywood for when you hit the top. Alan has been in a lot of movies over the years. Some people only know his name because of the recent success of the Jack Reacher TV series, but he's actually been in a lot of movies and TV shows over the years. And he said, no one prepares you because when you get to the top and you're getting better, you're getting bigger roles and you're making more money and you hit that level where you are an A-list star. No one tells you that when you get there and look around, the journey's not over. There's just more mountains and the work's just as hard, if not harder, to maintain that level. There's no rest. There's no pinnacle. There's no we're here moment. There have been a lot of people who have walked away from great levels of success because they realized that purpose was more meaningful than their successes. I know that's really easy to say when you have money. I don't. I'm still trying to tell you that. I don't have a lot of money, guys. So I'm still telling you purpose is actually more valuable than a lot of measures of success. Number four, you're going to have to go deep. Superficial answers will give you false positives. This is not an easy discovery for some people. And for other people, it's really easy. But don't get discouraged. As my marketing consultant tells me, You need to find the why behind the why, behind the why, behind the why, behind the why. That's right. If you go five deep on really asking the question, you might start to find the answers, but you might even have to go deeper than that. So don't buy the superficial answers. Go deeper. Dig hard into it if you're going to find your Talos. Now we're going to break for just a second, guys. I want to tell you about something I'm really excited about coming up, and I want to invite you to join us. Recently, I've been doing a lot of work with A Contagious Smile. You can check out Victoria's podcast. But I recently worked with her on a fundraiser. She was on a live stream I did last week. And we went to her community and my community. And what we found is there was literally hundreds of requests for us to come together on a show. Something regular, something not just fleeting. So I'm very excited to announce, starting this coming Friday, July 29th. Sorry, my dates are off today. Starting this Friday, July 29th, I'm excited to invite you to join us for our new live show called Undefeated, because your story has just started. Myself and Victoria Cure from, and I say her name wrong every time, I'm sorry, Victoria, from A Contagious Smile, we'll be doing this live stream together every week at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And in the course of that show, we're going to talk about a variety of things, because we have generally different audiences that have some commonalities. But we're going to talk about everything from school safety in one of our earlier episodes, to personal development and growth like I do here, to domestic abuse and recovering from that, and things like that. So guys, we literally had over 400 or 500 requests for us to get together and do a show on a regular basis. So I'm very excited to invite you guys, my podcast listeners. You guys are amazing. I love my Fallible Nation, and I want to invite you to be a part of this new undertaking that we are taking on with the Fallible Man. I'm very excited to work with Victoria. I've had a lot of fun doing things with her so far. And so please consider checking out our new show, Undefeated, on Fridays at 6 p.m. Pacific time. It's going to be a lot of fun. You get the very lighthearted side of me, even though we discuss some really serious subjects. We posted about this on multiple platforms and had 5,000 responses. It was insane. Not to mention the several hundred, like, in the comment section. So I'm really excited about this, guys, and I hope you'll check that out. We'll get back to the show at hand, but I just wanted to share that exciting news with you. Now, guys, let me give you the last parameter that you need before we get into how exactly to find this. Number 5, it may not be what you think or what you want it to be. Your Talos may not be what you're picturing in your head. I know this one firsthand. I can tell you with utmost certainty, I ran away from mine many times. What you find may be uncomfortable, possibly even scary, and likely outside your comfort zone when you start. Now, if it is your Talos, if you have found that thing, it will change. You will get to a point where it's no longer uncomfortable or scary, and it will become a new comfort zone for you. But trust me, it will not be as simple as it sounds, and you may be very surprised at what you find. Okay, so here we go. If you get a large piece of paper, like really large, like butcher paper big, go ahead and pause the show and get it. You may have to buy it, or you may have to do some kind of note program on your computer, because I do mean you need to have room. This is not like a 8x11 sheet of paper. So I'll wait. Go ahead. Go get the paper. Got it? Here's what you need to do for this exercise. you're going to draw three large circles that overlap a little bit. So it's going to be in a kind of triangle made out of circles. Chances are you've seen this kind of layout or diagram at one point used for something. I use it for marketing, but I've also used it for other things. So you probably can see what I'm talking about, but you need to draw this out on a piece of paper, but you need to have big circles. You need to have room for this. That's why I said you needed a really large piece of paper or a program where you can change sizes of stuff. You're gonna need some space. So they need to overlap in the middle, and it's gonna make this kind of triangle out of circles. On the outside corners, because we don't wanna take up space inside the circles, you're going to label them, and then we're going to fill them in. So the first circle, your choice, it doesn't matter which of the three circles you choose. Please label it talents and gifts on the outside of the circle. Talents and gifts. You're going to write down every gift and talent that you have. Let me be clear here. I'm not talking about skills that you have built. I know you have a lot of skills that you have built, but we're talking about natural embedded talents that you have in your life. That may be you're a gifted singer, or you have leadership skills just naturally in you, or you're naturally tall, or naturally just really good at organizing, right? I'm trying to give examples and I'm blowing this badly. Don't tell me you don't have talents. You do. For some people, you honestly may actually not know your talents, because maybe you haven't discovered them all yet. You haven't had that opportunity where you were put in that situation and was like, oh, wow, I'm good at this. You may have to ask people that are close to you for help on this. That's okay. I've actually asked many times because I didn't see some of my gifts as gifts and talents. To me, they were just tools that I instinctively used, but I didn't identify them as gifts and talents in my head, right? It's a perspective issue. So sometimes you need that outside perspective to help you gain the clarity to understand that these things are talents and gifts that you have. The second circle, you're gonna label skills. Now, you guessed it. I want you to write down every skill that you have. Like on a resume, but not limited to one type of work. Side note, if you're writing your resumes like this, stop. From a hiring manager's perspective, stop. You write down skills and talents that are useful and practical for the job you're applying for on a resume. An IT manager doesn't care if you can knit, just a fact. However, for this exercise, you need to write down everything, the whole kitchen sink. That includes knitting or actually installing kitchen sinks, if that's what you're good at. Or maybe you sing well in the shower. This is not a time for modesty. This is also why I said you need a big piece of paper and big circles, because I knew this one actually takes up a lot of space. I've gone through my resume recently, and skill sets, right? They grow over time. The older you get, the more skills you tend to develop. And for a lot of you, this is going to be your most filled circle, because you have a lot of skills that you have built over your lifetime. That doesn't matter if you're 20 or 60, you have a lot of skills that you've built over your lifetime. The only difference is at 20, you're going to keep filling that circle as the years go on, even more so than it already is going to be filled. But you have a lot of skills already. So write them down, all of them. Things that you wouldn't even necessarily think are big skills. The third circle will be labeled passions. This one will probably have a lot less in it than your other circles. Write out all the things that you would do if money were no option. Now, I'm not talking about vacations or fancy crap you want to buy or places you would go. That's not what we're talking about here. If you could do anything, what would it be? If money was not the problem, if you didn't have to make a certain income level, right? What would it be? What would you do even if it never made a dime? What can you talk about nonstop forever? And if you don't know this one, ask your friends. They know. What fills you up just thinking about doing it? Like, you get excited just talking about it. You can just think about it and it puts a smile on your face. What do you already do with your free time that benefits other people? And that can be other people in your family, your friends. It doesn't have to be like the giant world. Okay. Write down those passions. Most people only have a handful of those. So that will be a smaller list. But, you know, you're still probably writing from the skills list. So that's fine. Now, if you actually do this exercise honestly and thoroughly, it's going to take you a little while to complete. Once you complete that, then there are next steps. So you can pause the show right here. If you're working on it in process while we're talking about this, or you can come back to it, just take the rest of the instructions and then come back to it as you need to. But there are still steps. So once we have those three circles, you need to start looking for the intersections of all three circles. You don't have to rewrite them or physically shuffle the words you have filling them. If that helps you, I hope you wrote in pencil, but you're welcome to do that. I'm not telling you how to do that, but I'm not saying you have to make a redo your list. Please don't. That will take a lot if you've actually put time into this. Make a separate list of the intersections on a smaller piece of paper, and you can just write them out line by line. Then start applying our five guiding parameters. If you don't remember those, I'll go through them real quick, but you can go back earlier. You have a telos. Your telos is not self-serving. Finding your telos is not the same as finding your income source. You're going to have to go deep, and it may not be what you think it is. Take those intersections and start applying those four guiding parameters. And really, you're going to apply, it's not self-serving. It doesn't have to make you an income, and it may not be what you think or imagine it's going to be. In those intersections, start to mix and match and find what gets you excited about that will make your community and your world a better place. It should not require funding or money to get you started. You should be able to start where you are. You should be able to start with what you have. And it may grow from there to need more than that, but it may not, depending on what that is. Let me be really clear. Your telos does not have to compare to anybody else's. Everybody has a different role. Everybody has a different goal. Everybody has different skills and passions. If we were all the same, it would suck. It would be boring and no one would like each other. So if you start discovering your telos or think you're going down a path and discovering that telos, don't compare it to somebody else's. It's not bigger, better, different, or less than anybody else's. Maybe you're not a podcaster. I am. That doesn't make me better than you. That doesn't make my role bigger or better or or any more. It doesn't make yours any less. Maybe you're not a giant best-selling author. I'm not. I haven't written anything other than some blog posts, right? You don't have to be that. We tend to focus on big things that we see that are very visible to the world. Mother Teresa wasn't very visible to the world. Now, you don't have to be a Catholic nun to do what she did. That's just how she got to her telos. But she found her telos. It was the relief that she brought to people struggling with a very horrible disease. The poor, the needy, the sick. That was her telos, was to bring them hope and relief. It did not make her rich. It made her notable, but it didn't make her rich. In fact, she lived very poor. But you don't have to be Mother Teresa. You don't have to be Elon Musk and take us to Mars. That may not be your Talos. It may be his. I don't know. We'll see. There's no comparison here. Okay, comparison is the thief of joy. That's like Theodore Roosevelt or something like that. I don't remember who said it right now. I'm bad. I'm good at remembering quotes. I'm just bad at remembering who says them, actually. So please don't fall into that trap. Yours is not less than somebody else's. I knew a group of ladies. They were incredible. And they did it as a ministry for their church. So don't throw this out just because I said that. But they got together because they were all really talented at sewing. And they created the Care Bear program for their community. And they gathered materials from all over, anybody who would donate them. And they made these little bears that were about a foot tall, very simple pattern, just stuff. They were made out of sheets or pillowcases or whatever material they could get, stuff with cotton. They had puff paint faces on them and a puff paint heart and a little ribbon around their neck. And they were donated to the first responders in that community. If the police had to interact with a child, the police had a gift for that child to help offer them comfort and security and an act of friendship and kindness to help reassure that child because they had to respond to a domestic violence call. If a child went into the emergency room in our local hospital, they were provided a bear to help them feel safer and more secure. Guys, I cannot even tell you all the names of those ladies, and I knew them all personally. They were not famous. They were not noted among society. They never made money. In fact, a lot of them donated their money to it. But their Talos was to provide comfort for young people who were afraid. And guys, that is about as noble as it can be. Sorry, I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. Because even as a teenager, I actually got one of those when I was taken to the hospital to the emergency room one time. Because anybody who was a minor got one. I still have that bear. I am 42 years old. I was 15. I have passed that bear on to my children. But I have carried it with me through a dozen plus moves and thousands of miles in a lifetime because it made a difference that someone cared. So please don't compare your Talos. It's unique to you. Just like the acorns, it's unique to you. Now, doing this exercise may not get you precisely where your endpoint is to the full blown, I understand what my Talos is. It will help you get in the ballpark. The rest is very individualized and requires some testing and soul searching because it is so individual to who you are, who you become, and who you're becoming. Like the acorns, we all have that different Talos. So all I can do here is help get you in the ballpark. You're going to have to dig deep from there. Now, if you need more help, I do offer online coaching options where I can drill down with you on things one-on-one at a personal level. And I'm currently accepting clients. You can go to my website for more. But on a broad platform like my podcast, all I can do is get you in the ballpark. This will be time-consuming to actually truly do this exercise, but it is worth your time. Finding your Talos will change your life radically. It is not for the weak or the faint of heart, though, because it will probably not go where your intellectual brain tells you that you should go. I ran from mine for years. I had a pretty good idea of where I was going and what I was meant to do, and I wanted nothing to do with it at first. I can say that once you find it and start on that path, you will experience a level of peace and contentment that is almost unexplainable because you are following the purpose that you were made for. I promise. Happy hunting, and as always, be better tomorrow because of what you do today. We'll see you on the next one.
This has been the Fallible Man Podcast, your home for everything man, husband, and father. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a show. Head over to www.thefallibleman.com for more content and get your own Fallible Man gear.